Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building a tape hiss atmosphere in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school D&B vibes. And the key thing to understand right away is this. We are not just adding random noise. We're creating a living air layer. Something dusty, unstable, and musical that sits behind the drums and bass and makes the whole track feel older, deeper, and more intentional. This kind of texture is perfect for intros, breakdowns, transition bars, and even very subtle underlay during the first part of a drop. It helps fill the space between break hits, softens sharp digital edges, and gives synths and drums that sampled, worn-in character that old-school jungle records are famous for. So let's build it properly. Start by creating a dedicated atmosphere track in Ableton. For a beginner-friendly route, use operator with a noise-based sound, or analog if you want a slightly more colored feel. The important part is that the source is simple and sustained. Keep it held continuously so you have a constant bed of air. If you want the cleanest starting point, choose a noise source with no pitch movement. If you want a bit more personality, go with a thin, bright noise tone. Either way, the raw sound should feel like broad air, not a harsh whistle and not a low rumble. What to listen for here is simple. The noise should feel even and usable. If it already sounds annoying in solo, fix that before you move on. We want a texture we can shape, not something we have to fight. Now add auto filter after the noise source. This is where the old tape feel starts to appear. High pass it so there's no low-end pollution. A starting point around 500 Hz to 1.5 kHz usually works well. Then use a low pass to control the brightness. If you want a classic dusty jungle atmosphere, keep that low pass somewhere around 8 to 10 kHz. If you want it a little cleaner and more open, go higher, around 12 to 14 kHz. You can also give it a tiny bit of movement with a subtle cutoff automation or a gentle filter envelope. Keep it very restrained. We're not making a synth sweep. We're making air that feels like it's breathing in the background. Why this works in D&B is because drum and bass already has so much energy in the top end from hats, snares, and break transients. If your hiss is full range and bright, it will fight the groove. If you filter it properly, it becomes atmosphere instead of interference. What to listen for now is whether the hiss fills the empty space around the break without turning into static TV noise. It should support the drums, not cover them. Next, add some gentle saturation. A saturator works well here. Start light, maybe 1 to 4 dB of drive, and keep soft clip on if needed. The goal is not distortion. The goal is to make the noise feel printed, like it's coming off tape or a worn sampler. That slight compression and edge makes it feel more real. If you want a rougher jungle texture, you can also add a touch of redux, but be careful. A tiny amount can add grain. Too much and it starts sounding digital again, which breaks the illusion. A good way to think about it is this. Choose the cleaner tape atmosphere if your track already has busy breaks and aggressive bass. Choose the dirtier version if you want the whole tune to feel more battered and archival. Both are valid. It just depends on the record you're making. Now comes one of the most useful moves in the whole process. Resample it. Create an audio track, route the hiss track into it, and record a few bars of the atmosphere. Then consolidate the best part into a clean clip. This matters because once it's audio, you can edit it like a musical phrase. You can cut it, fade it, reverse it, repeat it, and arrange it around the track. Why this works in D&B is that arrangement really matters. A held MIDI noise source can feel static and lifeless. A printed audio loop can be phrased like a proper part. That makes it much easier to build intros, pre-drop tension, and breakdown movement. If the raw noise is too loud or too harsh before you print it, stop there and fix that first. Don't record a bad version and hope to rescue it later. That just wastes time. Once you've printed it, trim the clip into something musical. A 2-bar or 4-bar loop is a great starting point. If you want a longer arrangement bed, make an 8-bar version and add a small change halfway through. Use short fades at the edges so it loops cleanly and doesn't click. Now think in phrases. Let the hiss sit quietly for 8 bars in the intro, then thin it out before the drop, then bring it back subtly under the first part of the drop. That kind of phrasing makes the atmosphere feel deliberate, like part of the record's language rather than just a background texture. And here's a really important point. The atmosphere should help the listener feel the bar structure. It can support the arrival of the drop, soften a transition, or make a breakdown feel like a memory. It should not act like a lead sound. Next, check the stereo field. Use utility to make sure it isn't too wide or facey. A little width is fine, especially in the high end, but keep the core of the sound controlled. If it feels too swirly or unstable in mono, it's probably too wide or too modulated. A practical approach is to keep the darker part of the noise more centered, and let the brighter top layer have a little more width. If you want movement, a very subtle auto pan can work, but keep the rate slow. Think tape drift, not wobble effect. What to listen for here is whether the hiss still exists when you sum to mono. If it disappears or turns hollow, the stereo processing is too extreme. In a club, mono compatibility matters more than sounding fancy in solo. Now bring in your drums and bass and listen in context. This is where the real decision happens. You have two main options. You can keep the hiss very low and let it live under the full drop as a constant bed of air. That works well if the arrangement is already full and you just need extra age and depth. Or you can use it more like a transition feature. Bring it up in the intro or pre-drop, then duck it or remove it when the drop lands. That approach is often easier for beginners to hear clearly, and it gives you a stronger arrangement payoff. If the snare loses its front edge, or the sub feels less clean, the hiss is too loud or too bright, that's the first reality check. In old school jungle, the snare still has to crack, the bass still has to own the low end. The atmosphere supports that picture. It does not replace it. Now use EQ8 for cleanup. High pass if needed, usually somewhere around 500 Hz to 1 kHz. If there's a nasal bite, reduce a little around 2 to 4 kHz. If it gets harsh, soften the 6 to 10 kHz area a bit. Don't overdo the EQ. The point is not to remove the character. The point is to make space. A good hiss bed should live in the negative space around the hits. It should make the drums feel more intentional, not less. You can also automate the atmosphere over 8-bar or 16-bar phrases. Open the filter slightly before the drop. Dip the level during a snare fill. Bring it back in a breakdown. These are small moves, but in DNB they do a lot. Why this works in DNB is that a lot of the energy comes from contrast and phrasing. You don't always need massive risers. Sometimes a subtle texture opening up and dropping away is enough to make the groove feel alive and DJ-friendly. Here's a really useful coach note. Once the automation feels right, commit the audio. Duplicate it for alternate sections if needed. That keeps your session clean and helps you move faster. Don't get stuck endlessly tweaking a noise sound when the arrangement is already telling you what it wants. Now for a quick quality check. Ask yourself three things. Does it still support the groove in mono? Does the snare keep its front edge? And does the sub still feel clean and readable? If yes, you're in the right zone. If the track feels noticeably drier and more modern when you mute the hiss, but not broken, that's a good sign. It means the layer is doing real work. If muting it makes the whole mix fall apart, then it's probably doing too much. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't leave the hiss full range. Don't make it too loud just because it sounds cool in solo. Don't use extreme stereo width. And don't keep it static for the whole track. Atmosphere needs phrasing. Even subtle changes across 4, 8, or 16 bars will make it feel much more musical. If you want to push this darker, try a layered mindset. One version can be darker and more centered, while another is brighter and slightly wider but quieter. That gives you depth without turning the mix into a cloudy mess. You can also try resampling a small amount of motion first, like a slow filter drift or a tiny level swell, so the printed audio feels more recorded and less looped. And here's a strong arrangement idea. Use the hiss as a scene setter before the drums fully arrive. Let the atmosphere come first, then let the break hit through it. That contrast makes the first snare feel bigger. In a breakdown, you can expose the hiss for a few bars, then strip it away right before re-entry. That memory fade effect works beautifully in jungle and early DNB. For your practice exercise, build one usable tape hiss bed for a 16-bar old-school DNB loop. Use only stock Ableton devices. Keep it above the low end. Resample it to auto. Then make a 4-bar loop and an 8-bar variation, with a small automation change. Keep it working over kick, snare, and bass, and check it in mono. If you want to take it further, do the full challenge. Build two versions of the same atmosphere. One cleaner and more classically tape-like, one dirtier and more battered. Keep both out of the low end. Make both work over the same drum and bass loop, and use them in different sections of an 8-bar arrangement. That's a great way to learn how atmosphere changes the emotional identity of a tune. So to recap, start with a simple noise source, filter it into the right range, add light saturation for that printed tape feel, resample it to audio, phrase it musically, and keep it always serving the drums and bass. If it sounds like the track has dust, depth, and history without losing punch, you've nailed it. Now go build it. Print a cleaner version, print a dirtier version, and hear how much more alive your jungle arrangement becomes when the air around it is working as hard as the beat itself.